The ground has been broken on a major international initiative to rid the world of sheep and goat plague, also known as peste du petit ruminant. PPR is a highly infectious animal disease causing major losses in regions home to millions of the world's poorest people. The $950 million plan presented by FAO and the World Organization for Animal Health is the first phase of what will be a 15-year effort to eradicate the disease by 2030. But to explain more is Dr. Juan Lubroth, FAO's Chief Veterinary Officer with FAO in Rome. Dr. Lubroth, thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
What countries or regions are most affected by this disease?
Principally, peste petit ruminant, or PPR, has affected great swaths of Africa, the Middle East, parts of Southern Asia, and now, most recently, in Eastern Asia, as well as in making some inroads into the southern parts of Africa.
And how persistent is the virus, or in other words, how difficult will it be to eradicate the disease completely?
Well, the virus itself needs its host and the environment. Unlike other viruses, this particular virus is not very resistant, so it won't survive outside the host. And that is one important aspect in the transmission dynamics and therefore part of the control campaign. We don't have to worry about that environment very much. Since there's only one strain, one vaccine can be used to protect sheep and goats given early enough in life for the life of the animal.
So what's the strategy for the campaign? Are there particular areas of work that you're targeting?
Well, by knowing the transmission dynamics and the value chains, the marketing chains, where production occurs, where the markets are, we would be able to target the vaccination to these high-risk groups and therefore have a very clear focus for intervention.
What will be the biggest challenge ahead for those working on PPR?
The greatest challenge is to get the political will. Usually, sheep and goats are owned by the poorer elements of a community, of society, unlike, let's say, cattle or buffalo or camels. So to have the political will and to protect the livelihoods of the small ruminant owners would be the most important, the financial resources. Now, PPR is very similar to a disease that we did eradicate with Global Declaration, Rinderpest, in 2011. And lessons from that campaign, and that is towards the end of the campaign, it's most difficult to find the right level of resources to snuff out the disease. Why? Because it's been away from the communities, away from the countries for years or even decades, so that the interest to snuff out the last remnants of the disease, finding the resources was very, very difficult. With PPR in our campaign, we want to alert that in our 15-year program is that we need the resources to snuff out PPR by 2030.
Dr. Lubroth, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure being here.